All right, so are you ready for more shocking information? We're talking about the social media factory slaves. And in this session and this section, these next audios, you're going to learn about what is really going on behind social media. Because on the one hand, we see the things that are obvious to us. So when you log into Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter or YouTube or whatever it is on all these new ones that are coming out, you see the customer's experience, the user experience, right? And it all seems very innocent and wonderful and nice, as if they have created this wonderful platform for you, for your benefit. But then there's the flip side, the other side, the real side, which is invisible to most of us, which is what is really going on the other side of the wall. It's like we're on one side of the wall, the customers, and then on the other side there's a huge factory, all kinds of information on the other side that we don't know how it works. Yeah? It's a bit like you see the final product when you buy stuff like a phone or a pair of shoes or something. You don't know all the processes that went into creating that thing. And if you did know what they were, perhaps you'd be rather distressed. But we don't see the other side. We only see our user experience. And most people, frankly, don't really care about what's going on or how their clothes are made or how stuff it happens or how Facebook works. But we need to know what's going on, because in this case, as you will soon discover, we have become unpaid workers, basically slaves to a system that we don't realize we are in. And this is extremely weird when you start looking into it. So you're going to discover the secrets behind what is really going on, why things are happening the way they are, and you can decide for yourself whether you want to continue using social media after you've learned this. So be warned, this is going to be shocking. This probably is going to upset you. A lot of people, frankly, can't handle this. They don't want to know about it. Yeah. Because once you know about these sorts of things, then you begin to become more aware and more conscious, and it leads to changes in your life. And of course, not everyone wants to change their life or doesn't want to see what's really going on. But I assume you wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't want the truth. So let's get started by just getting a little glimpse into Facebook and what's going on. Is Facebook using you, or are you using Facebook? So let's tune into this for a moment. Imagine you go onto Facebook, you see those nice little red notifications. You post some updates, maybe what you're up to. You see what other people are doing, where they've been, what their pictures are, where they've traveled. And it all seems quite nice and friendly. And it appears that Facebook is providing you with this wonderful platform to connect with friends and stay in touch with people for free. Isn't that wonderful? So it would appear that Facebook is doing us this wonderful favor, just giving us this great free software and allowing us to enjoy. But what is really going on? Are they indeed sharing with us this great opportunity to connect with friends? Or is the opposite true? Are we, in fact, pawns in their game? Social media, as I'm sure you've gathered by now, is smoke and mirrors. It masquerades as being a valuable service to us, but its motives are not transparent, nor is our relationship to these services obvious to even ourselves. So we're going to tune into this, look into this a little bit deeper, so that you can see what is really going on here. When you log into Facebook or you go on social media or if you check out the news, what is really going on? What are these products really? And the companies that produce them, how do they see the products that they are creating? Do they see them the same way we see them? Or is in fact something completely different going on? The company Share Labs created a very interesting study about what is going on inside of the black box of Facebook. So we know what Facebook looks like on the front end, yeah, clicking around, posting things, but what is going on the back end? How do they see it? So I'm just going to read you a quote from their conclusion of their study. In their now classic study of traditional media, manufacturing consent, Herman and Chomsky explain the basic business model of newspapers as being the production of an audience for advertising. Just listen to that for a moment. This applies to Facebook. Their analysis suggests that the counterintuitive notion, the publisher's main product, yeah, so imagine a newspaper, the publisher of a newspaper like the New York Times or the Sunday Post or whatever it is, their main product is not the newspaper, which they sell to their readers, but the production of an audience of readers, which they sell to advertisers. In short, the readership is their product. The readership, the people, are the product. Just tune into that for a moment. Newspapers are sold to people, and it appears that the newspaper is the product that people are buying, but the companies who put on the newspapers, who create the newspapers, the news companies, they consider the people, the readership, is the product, and the advertisers are the customer. Isn't that interesting? Now let's look at this in terms of Facebook. It seems that Facebook is the product. We go on there and we can talk to our friends and it's all very nice. But Facebook looks at us as the product. We are the product, and the customers of Facebook are who? Are the advertisers, right? So people who are buying Facebook ads are Facebook's customers, and everyone else is the product. So in other words, if you're going on to Facebook to check in with people, send messages and all this stuff, you're actually working for free for Facebook. You are part of their product. You are the product. Your pictures, your information, where you've been, your interests, what you like, the groups you like, the movies you've watched, all that stuff that you've added to Facebook is the product. They then take that information and they sell it to advertisers, and they also sell it to other companies who buy data, right? Isn't that interesting? So we are the product. Now, what does this mean for you? What does this mean for you? How can you, use this to kind of wake you up, right? What you can do. So first of all, if you're an entrepreneur, if you are a company using Facebook, then you can basically have Facebook work for you. You pay them and they allow you to produce ads. You can put ads out and you can get the right people, target the right people, and have them come to your stuff, join your mailing list, buy a product. So Facebook then works for you. You pay them, but they end up working for you. So if you're a company, my suggestion, unless you're really good at posting all this stuff all the time, which most people aren't, I suggest that you use Facebook exclusively, almost exclusively, as a way of advertising, because they are very good at it. Yeah, they have so many options to do great Facebook ads. So if you're a company, instead of just randomly posting stuff on Facebook and spending hours and hours and hours, use it for what it's for. Yeah, Facebook has produced a product, which is lots of people who you can advertise your stuff to. Right. Now, if you're not an advertiser, if you're not a company and you're just an individual using Facebook for fun, you might want to reconsider what you're doing. Right. So all this back and forth, chatting, this and that and the other, which takes, quite frankly, many, many hours of many people's days We're talking about months in a year. We're talking about years of people's time over a decade, right? A year or more for a lot of people. You might want to consider, do I really want to work for free for this big company? Yeah, do you want to work for a big corporate company for free? Because as users of Facebook, the majority of people, yeah, who log into Facebook are not companies, they are individuals. We become the product. Do you want to work for a big corporate company for free so that they can sell stuff to you? And remember, Facebook considers us users as the product. We are their product. We are basically slaves working for free so they can sell us to other companies. Here's another way of looking at it. Facebook is a nice sounding word. Facebook sounds kind of pleasant in a way. What it really should be called, what is Facebook? Facebook is actually Big Corp Social Ranking Customized News and Advertising Company. That is what it is. It should rename itself to a more accurate name. Facebook is a big corporation that provides social ranking. You get ranked based on how many likes and followers you have. So you have like a ranking in the social structure, social hierarchy on Facebook. Facebook also gives you customized news feed, customized news. It doesn't give you the news. It gives you the news that they think you will like. So it's customized news. And it's an advertising company and big data agency. That's what it is. Yeah, it gives you social ranking, customized news feed, so that you basically get brainwashed to see the same things over and over again. They advertise you to other companies, and they also sell your data to other big companies. Right? Do we really want to work for Big Corp, Social Ranking, Customized News and Advertising Company? Really? Do you want to work for them? Facebook is basically like a big corporation. It's a big corporate company like many other big companies like ExxonMobil and all these big evil businesses, right? It's made up of many, many big office buildings and cubicles. It has a corporate hierarchy like many other big corporations. It's a big corporation. And hanging out at Facebook is like spending many hours a day on a computer in a cubicle, unpaid. Except you're working in their factory for free and you're working from home on your computer or on your device. So we are basically unpaid workers working for a large company for free. You, the readership, are the product, and the client of Facebook is the advertisers and the big data companies. So just because your friends are on Crackbook in the factory, staring at their screens, sending emojis, it doesn't mean you have to join them in their unpaid toil for big business. Yeah, you don't have to follow your friends who are hanging around in a big company working for free. In fact, don't you think you'd be better off if you went to the factory where all your friends are working for free, and instead of joining them working for free for this big company, you could say to them, look, why don't we stop working for this big company for free and actually enjoy our own lives? Get out of this hypnotic trance and do something that you love with your wonderful life. How does that sound? Yeah? You could go down there and you could say, hey, everyone, I know you've been working for this company for free without realizing it, but why don't we go for a walk? Or why don't we jump in the ocean or jump in the river or, you know, do something fun together? Yeah? Do you understand? Why not enjoy being alive instead of working as a basically a slave for a big corporation. Yeah. So if you didn't realize this, hopefully this has been helpful, that Facebook is a big corporation, that you are their slave working for free so they can sell you and your information to big companies. So as an individual, there's really no need to be using it at all. In fact, you're better off phoning people up or meeting them in person. And if you are an advertiser, then you can use it, and you can use it to help people, to kind of get people out of Facebook. You know, you can get them to your website, you can sell them something of value to them. Then it's a useful thing. But it's not a useful thing as an individual. So there you have it. Right, and did you realize this? Yeah, so when next time you think about Facebook, or next time you look at newspaper stands or newspapers or news, realize that the newspapers and Facebook and social media, they consider that the readership is their product, not the information. New York Times is not the product. The readers of New York Times are the product for the advertisers. Yeah, this is this general rule. Newspapers, news corporations, entertainment, right? It seems like that's the product. The entertainment's the product, the news is the product, the newspaper's the product. It isn't. The readership is the product. And the real client to these companies is the advertisers who pay for the ads that put on these newspapers. So when you look at it, it's a very different world than it appears. Awakening from this trance, seeing clearly, and claiming back your precious life. Hope you have a wonderful day enjoying the wonders of life, and talk to you soon.